A global push to police extremist content online is gaining momentum. Leaders from several countries, as well as tech executives, gathered in Paris today, and they signed an international pact to take tougher measures to identify and eliminate violent content. The effort is spearheaded by New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. Here she is speaking about the pact earlier today.
New research, strengthening terms of use and community standards, shared technology development, and establishing a crisis response mechanism present very real and very tangible points of difference and change.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou is in the studio with me. What exactly does Prime Minister Ardern want to see happening here?
Ardern has been calling for tougher measures on violent and extremist content since March, since there was that horrific attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. As you know, the shooter there killed 51 people. He live streamed the attack on Facebook, which then that video spread on several different websites. He also used social media platforms to spread his manifesto. And Ardern has been saying since then that New Zealand has been doing everything in its power to prevent this sort of thing from happening again, like reforming their gun laws, which they did very quickly. But she says that this problem of extremist and violent content, she can't fix that, and her country can't fix that on their own.
Right. And so is that what the meeting in Paris is about today?
Yes, that's right. So she co-hosted this meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, and there were lots of other world leaders there. Canada's Justin Trudeau, the UK's Theresa May. There were also representatives from Norway, Senegal, Indonesia, and other countries. And there were also the big tech companies. Facebook, Google, Twitter sent representatives. There were others as well. And they all signed this pledge, what they're calling the Christchurch Call to Action, essentially committing to coming up with technical and other solutions to address this big problem. Here's Ardern again.
The challenge for us will be, how do we maintain people's free and secure access whilst trying to prevent in the future the harm that we've seen? But we will constantly have both in mind.
So, Lydia, what does this actually mean? Like, is this pact binding in any way or mostly symbolic?
It's a non-binding commitment, so it is mostly symbolic, but it's still a really big deal. It shows that there's really a lot of momentum to get governments and tech companies to collaborate on these policing efforts. There are countries that have come up with their own laws and proposals on regulating online content, but Ardern has said that this can only succeed if there's collaboration, and that's what she tried to do with this pact and this meeting.
Yeah, and it seems pretty significant that all these world leaders and these tech companies from Silicon Valley are there. Where is the U.S. in all of this? Did they sign on?
They did not. They did not sign on, though they did release a statement saying they support the goals of the pact. And when Ardern spoke this afternoon, she said U.S. officials were in touch with them as they were coming up with the language in this pact. But again, ultimately, the U.S. did not sign, and reportedly it was because of concerns around free speech. And that's not really surprising because, you know, here in the U.S., lawmakers have been reluctant to propose any legislation on this because of First Amendment protections. But this does create an interesting dynamic because you have these tech companies and a global movement to regulate the content on the platforms, but almost none of that is coming from the U.S.
The World's Lydia Emanuelidou. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.